Prononcez bien. Le H muet et le H aspiré. Homme et hanche. 1. You've already learned that the letter H is silent in French. Words beginning with an H, when pronounced in isolation, are treated as if they began with a vowel or semi-vowel sound. For example, histoire, homme, huit. Words beginning with an H actually fall into two categories: those derived from Latin, such as the words above, and those that were borrowed from languages in which an H is pronounced, such as German and English. For example, hamster, hanche, and harpe. 2. The first set of H words, considered to begin with a silent H, H muet, allows both élision and liaison to occur. The second set, considered to begin with an aspirated H, H aspiré, block both from occurring. That is, H aspiré words act like words that begin with a consonant, even though the H is not pronounced. Compare.
L'homme. Le hamster. Les hommes. Les hamsters.
L'histoire. La hanche. Les histoires. Les hanches.
3. You obviously can't be expected to know the origins of all words beginning with an H in French, but you can make a mental note of how you hear such words pronounced. That is, with or without élision and liaison. If you want to verify the pronunciation, dictionaries usually indicate the pronunciation of words that begin with an H aspiré with an apostrophe or an asterisk preceding the vowel sound. For example, the pronunciation of au bois is represented as asterisk au bois or apostrophe au bois.